My name is Amelia Parker, and I'm a member of here at Compton Heights Christian Church, and we welcome you to our celebration, a celebration of kinship, a celebration of love, a celebration of community. Tonight, the Compton Heights family is happy to present to you, with gladness, David Hines and Anna Lund, two diverse individuals with a both accomplished artists, David with his instrumental genius, and Anna with her poetic words and movements. I'd like to make you aware that there will be refreshments after the performance, and that on February 5th, which is next Saturday, there will be another poetry and music concert here at Compton Heights Christian Church at 7:30 p.m. It will feature Michael Castro, who's a poet, Danny Spell, who is also a poet, the St. Louis Jazz Collective, and accompanying Danny Spell will be Mary Wisely and Billy Teague. The St. Louis Jazz Collective is composed of Alan Seuss and Bob Fishbone. So I hope you'll come and celebrate with us again. I'd like to present to you at this time David Hines and Anna Lund.
Picture yourself thinking all the thoughts you have. The first four are a group of moon sequences. Light sliver cries to me, come, climb through and see. Silver negative, embrace the spaces. Aqua dance of 10,000 moons. Half moon went out dancing tonight. I saw her fly by, height and limb. She spins for me a glassy bridge. One sparkle, two, 5,000 few. Winking, constant changing into one sheet of light striped darkly. Fireflies blink in mid-flight, coming to me. Tornadoes waltz with a sprite, coming to me. Now, close to me, dragon rolls, slowly white. Aqua dance of 10,000 moons, oh, dance to the whim of the wind, and lead which thousands of me to which thousands of him. Next poem, I need to explain one phrase. Needle at sea bottom is one of the Taiji moves. Still dancing at Molokai shores. Alone dancing. Needle at sea bottom by the light of three quarters moon. Sand cradles my feet, rocks my needle by the sea. How often? How often does a moon adorn palm trees with stars outside of dreams? How often alone and still dancing? Moon shadows. In the bright of day, tight eyes constrict the view. In the light of night, open phantoms wide come through. feet of doom. No body shades too long. Day pales beside a night of full moon shadows. This is probably the first poem I ever wrote, and I always mean this. The way, hand clutching cleaver, precisely chops the celery. Perfection demands control. Suffering slowly slices. Free the claw, flow the chi. Then even the celery flies. The edge. I dance the line between sun and shade, mindless of the danger at the edge. Where sun falls 93 million miles and escapes the tall pines, so silent, caught now by a blade of grass, so silent the edge, too small for my body, still. Chuanzu, the Taoist philosopher, dreamed that he was a butterfly, enjoyed exquisite happiness, despaired of the difference in the human condition, until he thought, who knows, maybe my life is only a butterfly's dream. And that's a classic Chinese tale, and here's my version of it. My regiment of Manila folders stand at attention, guards my desk, protects me. Should my eye wander to the window, should I hear 8-foot-tall grasses beckon me, dance, yes, dance an Esalen theme, naked in full moonlight, dreaming of butterflies. But the guards are severe. Serve me time binds, dull self-exposure in measured letters, clothed with efficient smiles. Dance, no dance, no dance of naked souls, lock me in a butterfly's dream. Chinese character which denotes a floating brush stroke, and it also means to float, and the character is piao, piao, piao. Sky, gray, green, stalk, steel water, black stroke, brush image. Piao, through weed wisp, fish dart, eye to eye, grateful eye, content, there lies more below. The ritual, the yin of the ink slab, with a lick of my brush, glides the line by my eyelid again. Was this always so easy a stroke? Hardly. Picture the struggle as I juggled mother and vogue. In time, that line grew, eluding the brain, no longer a declaration, independence by a chameleon. When lines gather now to parade across my brow, another network radiates from the corners of my eyes and mouth. The call of the black ink is strong. clean window. Inside, looking out. Outside, looking in. Goddamn spot is always where I'm not. Genesis, for Patricia, the occasion Patrick Alexander Hunt. Attended not by lowing cattle or aseptic surgical green. No bushes to squat in, no taxis to rush from. Here, welcoming strains. Here, the silent trumpeter clicks two shutters. And midwife Nancy, herself near term, softly conducts the passage. Your face, blood red, pulses near the climax. Joy for Diana Lynn. Rise, pine mist, tint the Smokies. Breathe, lime galaxies of summer, and you swirl past, golden, floating, framed by inner tube. Waterfall glistens my mind and shines. Just 11,000 days ago, we are one, and one becomes two. Daughter of joy, daughter of my gladness, size alone is no measure. In 2,000 days, your blue eyes already smile stars. At 6,000, the city applauds your feet of wind speed. Hands of deft manner, that moves a theater. temperature hovered at 32. The week, the cat who unpowered my car lapped and splat across my fan blades, hung and dripped a week, and I never knew it. Think of everything I don't know. Chongqing with thick air. September, we are there. And Daddy adds the third dimension. You two sit, touching the rustic bench on which I lean, nestled between his right arm, draped across your shoulder. Your hand still holds mine, resting your lap softly. My left hand clutches Daddy's knee. The wrinkles are still there. I can see his hand on mine, his knees lined straight over his feet, his body lean, taut, caught between family and the war. Your face distraught behind distorting glasses. You must know 43 days to go. I keep watching for a light in your eyes. The only moon is your face. No stars in your hair. Where? Where? Where am I? I am as you were in the fourth dimension. Shall I leave my daughters alone? 2 days we have lamented. No table, no railing for the deck overlooking the lake, no stairs. Dry rotted in 10 years. Why, of all days, these two require sun dancing, slipping between downpours with electric drill, handsaws that grab wet wood. We hammer in the mud. In the wake of the overflow of the lake, rushing thunderous white water down 7 cascades where once there was a trickle. All